for 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on in, y'all. This is my house, Rosie's house. I throw the door wide open. I invite you in. Come in, sit down, get comfortable. A little chilly out there this morning. Pour yourself a second cup of coffee. Set yourself down and let's have us a little conversation.
We got some boudin biscuits going on right now in the kitchen.
Got some boudin, some biscuits just for all y'all. Come on in. Let's talk about whatever you'd like to try and tackle at your home in this new year, 2020. Give us a ring. The number's
1-888.
I just completely blanked it. I've only been saying it for 15 years.
767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. That's the universal number. No matter what part of the great state of Arizona you're tuned in, if you'd like to join the conversation, 9 o'clock, it's our On the House hour. We talk about something specifically on the home, and our article this week talks about home safety and hazards and how to prevent them. Text is 411-923, and you can also email info@rosieonthehouse.com. But we have a guest on the line real quick because our promotion team in the Sanderson Ford Transit is down in Casa Grande today, and we've got the director of the event, Renee, joining us on the line. Good morning, and how was that sunrise in Casa Grande this morning?
It is a beautiful sunrise in Casa Grande, Arizona, I tell you that.
How about that full moon last night, too? That's a perfect way to start an early morning is that full moon going down and that sun coming up.
It was gorgeous as we drove down here and got started to get ready for our home health and garden show. And the cars are showing up and there's some amazing offerings for people to come and visit us today.
And y'all are in a new location.
We are. We are located this year at the Promenade of Casa Grande. And that is Suite 159.
It's on the north side of the road by the In-N-Out Burger. It's that complex.
It is. It's just, we're actually just adjacent to the Harkins Theater, and you just drive all the way down in past In-N-Out, and we've got food trucks, we've got a beer garden, we've got a car show, we've got the home show indoors, there's going to be music, over 45 exhibitors, some raffles going on.
And that's on the, when you're driving through on I-10, it's the east side.
You just take a left off of, or head east on I-10, take a left at the In-N-Out Burger, and follow in through to the left until you get to our, you can't miss us. There's cars and tents and everything here.
You can't miss the In-N-Out Burger.
You can't miss it.
And you know, an interesting thing, so many people that drive between Phoenix and Tucson have never pulled off on Casa Grande. I mean, it's so easy to just drive straight through on I-10. They got it three lanes now through there. You just whiz by. But I tell you what, when I drive through and pull off and drive around, all I see in Casa Grande is opportunity. That is a growing community, and there is so much more there that you don't even realize if you just fly by on the interstate.
I certainly recommend anyone take a stop and take a look around. We have a lot to offer here in Casa Grande. In fact, anyone who comes down today, enjoy the home show, and then when we close up, go grab a bite to eat at one of our local eateries, whether you want to get some steak at Bedillon's Cactus Garden or a really good chili relleno at Ricardo's, and then wait till sunset and go see the Neon Sign Park.
Okay, I want to ask about the Neon Sign Park, but you mentioned Bedillon's because we never go through Casa Grande without stopping there and enjoying a fabulous meal, and it is a beautiful cactus garden as well. What is the Neon Park?
The Neon Sign Park is something that just opened up this past year, and we received, the city received, or the Main Street program received some funding to start that out, and we are restoring old neon signs from back in the day in Casa Grande, and it's a self-guided tour park at sunset. All the signs are lit up, and it's growing every year with more signs.
Oh, you got to see this. I just looked at the website. This is so cool.
Isn't it cool?
Oh, man.
And if you're interested in scoping Casa Grande out as a potential place to relocate, you better do it quick. They pulled twice as many building permits this year in 19 as they did in 18. Pinal County is catching on.
It sure is. And, you know, we have big, wide open spaces here, big sky at night. And, you know, we may be growing, but it still has a nice small town feel. That's why I love living here.
It does. And y'all are attracting great employer opportunities that are all locating in that general area as well. So y'all are doing a great job all the way around.
Well, thank you very much. We're pretty proud of what's going on here.
And how long does the home show go today?
Today it is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And tomorrow?
4 hours. Oh, no, it's just today. Today
okay,
only.
Very good. All right.
Come today.
Well, we appreciate it. And again, that is behind the In-N-Out Burger. You can't miss it if you're driving on I-10. It's on the east side of the street. And it's going on today. And you can catch up with Lance and Jen, and they're one of the exhibitors, and the Rosie on the House Anderson Ford Transit, and they've got eStore products, and I'll have to verify with Lance, but I cannot remember which one of the tools there have a special promotion that they're running on for whenever the 30th anniversary. And you know, we didn't even mention the Fresco Grande Hotel that was designed for the San Francisco Giants, their spring training hotel.
Best place in the world to watch a Casa Grande sunrise and moonset.
On the seventh floor penthouse suite,
yes.
That's extremely affordable. I can't remember exactly what, but
it was worth it.
It was less than $200. I don't know any other hotel seven stores up on the penthouse suite was more than less than that. They wanted us to experience it when we had our what do you call it? We had a meeting there with our partners and homeowners, and it was the most central location between the two major markets, and just had a great time there. But if you like baseball, it's a great place. I mean, the hotel's designed to fit the brim of a baseball hat. The pool's designed like the bat, and just the amount of baseball history you can
great
learn
history
around Casa Grande. All right.
Absolutely.
So we've got our topic
is home safety hazards and how to prevent them. So we started the show this morning. We felt like on a day we're talking home safety, let's bring in the executive director and the curator of education for the Hall of Flame Museum, first responders, and started the show talking about what's available to see at that museum. And then we had the landscape hour with Integrity Save a Tree, and we were talking about everyone's favorite tree and had a great conversation about trees throughout Arizona. But what we're talking about in this particular hour is home safety hazards and how to prevent them. If you're trying to tackle a project around your home, give us a ring and let's visit about it. 1-888-767-4348. Because we'd like to visit with you about the project you're trying to tackle to make sure you're using the right products for an Arizona home, using the right tools, the correct and proper and safe way. And I tell people are surprised by this all the time. What's the most dangerous thing a homeowner can use around the house? You think it's a table saw? You think it's a chop box? You think it's a chainsaw? All of those things could remove a finger or an arm or a limb in a nanosecond. But those aren't the tools that generally put homeowners in the hospital. Number one tool that will put you in the hospital is your ladder. And because people don't respect the foot of a ladder, and they say, I'm only going up 3 rungs, it doesn't matter that I'm on a 4-legged ladder, only 2 of the legs are touching the ground. It becomes that wobbly table at the diner that you always move. And you say, well, I'm not going to eat here. This table can't even stand up by itself. So you have to be careful. And then people use the ladder wrong. So make sure it's securely footed, okay? All 4 feet, if it's a A-frame ladder, or 2 feet if it's an extension ladder. Make sure if you're going up the side of the wall that you actually have the extension ladder extending beyond the top of the parapet. So as you approach the top of the ladder, you can reach your hand on the backside of the parapet and step over. Many, many injuries by a short step ladder, a short extension ladder that doesn't reach the top of the parapet. And as you get to the next to the top rung and you reach over the parapet and you throw your leg over that parapet like you're mounting a saddle, invariably that leg that's left on the ladder kicks the ladder off as you're swinging across. So make sure in using an extension ladder, you extend it a good 2 feet past the top of the parapet. Make sure your A-frame ladders are seated firmly on all 4 feet. And never, never come down a ladder facing outwards. That causes more accidents than anything. You're stepping down, you turn away from the ladder and use your heels to come down the rungs of the ladder. It is a almost guaranteed fast descent, faster than you planned, much more clumsier than you planned, and it will put you in the hospital. So careful with ladders. Always face the front of the ladder. Keep your hands on the ladder. And never ascend a ladder in a pair of flip-flop sandals. If you never ascend in a pair, then you can never descend in a pair. One of the most dangerous things you could possibly do. Now, one of the smartest things you could ever do
is get yourself to Sanderson Ford. If car buying is on your to-do weekend, got to be today because Sanderson's never open on Sunday. And you could be at Sanderson Ford, let's just say you leave your house now and it takes you an hour to get there. So you're done about, you're there about 10:30. You could be done about 11. And then from there, you could be anywhere in Arizona. You could get up to Snowbowl to ski. They got 9 new inches. You could be down to Tucson. You could go anywhere in a brand new Sanderson Ford. But it's got to be today. Never open on Sunday.
Man, I've been a Ford man my whole life. And I went and saw Ford versus Ferrari, the introduction of the GT in 66. And now I know why I've been a Ford man my whole life. You can be too.
Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale, south of 51st Avenue. It's actually Maryland, backs up behind Grand Avenue. Sanderson Ford, the only place we buy our vehicles.